Started at Torah Masha Yud Gimel, Sivan Tavshin Ein. Tess, Ches. Tavshin Ein. Tess. Rav Elio Falk.
Then just don't sit by the table and finish. We'll sit by the table.
This is okay.
Belvu, son of Rav Shimcha Zissel, with the Rosh Yeshiva of the Beis HaTalmud in Kelm, the Blessed Land, Rav Eli Lopian, Rav Chatzkel Sahel, Rav Chatzkel Levenshen, Gwena Gwalta Gemal Musa, Rav Nochon Belvu. He was lifted on Erev Shabbos, and he was conscious and fully aware till Mamash the last minute, till the Yisrael and Shoma, he was aware. On Friday morning, when it was Mamash obvious with the Derech HaTeva that he would be nifted within an hour or two, his family is round his bed, and he said to them, "It's Kumbach Shabbos, and very likely you'd have had a very, very difficult day concerning probably be a kibbutz today." He wants to tell them three zachen. Aleph, Shabbos, want to try and be mamait, be b'chia as much as possible, to try and overcome that tzar as far as it's humanly possible. Secondly, when they eat the fish tonight, they should be careful not to over like a spoiler, because at a kop is nishmitzich, person is mebulbul and oipgreikt, he doesn't behave in the same as the heroes that he normally would behave, and if he was mazi them, for a man when he will no longer be in their vault, of them that was on a grace to grace of Balmusa, like he would take a bosom rock on Belville, and he told his family, Mamish, the letzah sabor, that it should be nizah, not nichshul veren, lechus boida, on Leil Shabbos. And so it is, lechus boida, is Malacha was aimed at the Gmosai. None of the other 38 Malachas have come to what is involved in Malachas Boida. Boida is a Mishunah Dikim Malacha. On the one hand, it's a Kapela Chachomah Dikim Malacha, because it's Negea. In every situation a person could be in, as everybody knows, most probably, it's Negea in food, and Negea in clothes, and Negea in toys, Negea in sporim, and Negea. What's with all those signs? Tarubas under everywhere can have chairs stuck together, 50 chairs, one's a bad chair, dangerous chair, you sit and it'll collapse. The other 49 good chairs, there's a way how you can to sort this out, a head to take away, and it's to take away. Yeah, the Zach, grace the Zach, grace the Zach, and clean the Zach, and Boyer is Mamish Negea across the board in everything. And that's a gewaltig choyme melechas boida. On the other hand, kibat no melocha has a tatum. Boida is a melocha, was nicht alles is also. It do a hetik, we have the mibad, as everybody knows. And the set of conditions, boida may be done. In that way, boida is a makura to kibalocha, but under melochas. So the melocha is a precarious melocha. Obviously, gave us this melocha, beischut. We can cope with it, and we're supposed to cope with it. So I just thought one or two nekudas, one particular nekuda I want to mention, come to Beis Hashem, which I think is a very, very important. People should be aware of this particular nekuda, and as far as I know, people are not aware of it, but it's coming to them. As I'm sure some Gans Oilem knows, boida is allowed, if three conditions are fulfilled, that of the terubas you take, the wanted from the unwanted, called the oichu mitach apsoilis, that which you are present interested in, is called the oichu. That which you don't interested in, it's rubbish, or it's even good, but even better what you're interested in, but not, the mice you're not interested in that just now, that's called the psoilis. Clown number one is, you have to, in other words, there's got to be an act of taking, not an act of rejection. The heter is to do something which is derech achila. Derech achila is that you take that which you require, you take the garment you want to put on, the lady takes an earring that she wants to use, everything is, you take the food from the plate, which is the one that you want. Taking is a derech achila. Rejection is an act of clearance. You've got something mixed in, it's gehetnishtaten, it's a fork, a bad fork between good forks, and that fork's a disturbance, you take it away, that's a clearance action. That's also. It's got to be an act of taking, not an act of rejection. That's clause number one. Secondly, it must be done with Yadlu Bekeli, not with an implement which assists in the boida. So if you eat with a fork, that doesn't assist in the boida. You could eat, take the food out of the plate with your fingers as well. It's not hygienic, it's maybe too hot, it's not really menschlich, or whatever, but be'etzem, it's had a boida, you don't need the assistance of a fork. So that's mutter, kiyudua. That's mutter. And we all eat it with the fork and chaps because that's not a problem. Aber keine, which is saye in the boida, of course, a sieve is top of the list of that, this type of thing. That's the Reise, that's Boyle, Bekele, and moments of level of Bekele. And thirdly, and most importantly, the Klala, it's got to be Somach Suda, it's got to be Adam Betoich Suda, Betoich, the matzah, the you're going to use the article, or the item, whatever it is, or Somach to it, the time you need to prepare the coming Suda. Time you need as much time. Right, so how long is this time? This time, is an elastic term. It's got, there's no definitive man how long Somach HaSud is. As much time as is required to get this Suda ready, that when people come to have the Suda, it be Muchen and Mezumen, which of course they come a few minutes earlier, a few minutes later, to be Muchen and Mezumen, be Menucha, it'll be ready in the richtige time, and according to how much needs to be done, and the koyach of the personnel who are there, who prepared the Suda, that's how long Somach HaSud will be. So you have a young lady preparing a Shabbos meal, she might need 3/4 hour to get things ready, just take table sorted. A woman 30 years older than her, a middle-aged elderly woman, can take an hour, take longer. A mother with her daughters, quicker than a mother by herself, and so on. Matzobim, sometimes the suit is ready, half prepared as it is, sometimes much more to do. Lefia Matzob, as much time as is needed to be Muchen for when people come to be nene from the matzav, that is the man of Somach HaSud. So of course you want to just a single page or two from a fruit bowl, that's just a minute or two before you have it. So if you take a peach out of a fruit bowl and you're going to eat it in 5 minutes' time, very big, who has to take a peach out 5 minutes before you eat it? You take it out and 2 minutes, 1 minute, about 5 minutes, 10 minutes is certainly, that's certainly a sheer godel, and it's probably even beyond what's called Somach HaSud. Like having this particular very simple and small braid that needs to be done. Those are three conditions, Echon Tech Psoilus, Beyad Le Bekeli, and Somach HaSud. So there. But again, to Oichem Tachapsoilus, Kiyudua. So, first of all, Tarubas can be loose things like clothes and Gwabagodim and letters and photographs, individual loose items, like I said, chairs, individual things. And Tarubas can be things like Dabukim Zebazer. A Peri with its clipper is a Tarubas. The clip on the outside is psoilus, and the inner peri is the oichel. You've got an onion or a garlic, the outer one or two layers which aren't edible, they're psoilus, and the inner thing is oichel. It's a shetan or more, in Sofshin Chafalev, Shem Yerushalmi, very, very interesting to Chafalev. Osa likloiv shumum with betzolim kshakoidev lohniach, avlech the outer shorah. If you coil of shumim betzolim, that means you take the outer clipper off shumim, garlic and onions, if you do it for lachas man, so it's not Somach HaSud, that's an ister boida, and if you do it for the outer, it's shorah. So first of all, you see, if boida applies, that means boida applies even to a clipper, which is attached to it, it's a clipper around the garlic and the onion, such things. Of course, it's mamsh dovuk to it. That's called a tarubis as well. Tarubis doesn't need to be loose individual things all mixed together. It doesn't mean to what you call an ancient assortment. That's also in Torah contains an assortment. The outer, non-usable clip on the outside, that is Einzach, and the Oichel, which is Mifnim, is a Tetazach. Pritzch the Goyser Kasha, the obvious Shredikait. So how come you can be Chalal, can be Koyle of Paris? How come you can be, the Ramor says, in Alt Ashore, the Ramor says, also Liklib Kulle, Shumu Betsolim, Koyle of Lanyach, I'm in Alt Ashore. Why is it in Alt Ashore? It's like Psalms of Koychel. You take the clipper off an onion, of a garlic, or the spear peel up an orange, etc., etc., or the outer skin of a cucumber, and a carrot, etc. You may subsist a choichel. So Allah Rein Redwing and them, the Bialocha talks about it in Shin Tess and Sotin Kapalov. The Yisod Advarim is that kiluf, peeling, is absolute derech achila. It, especially in the olden days when there were no fridge and freezers, many foods were brought to the table in their original form. If it would be needed, we'll peel it. If it won't be needed, then it's not peeled because you couldn't store, didn't have means to store it really. But Poshna Shod can prepare many payers, many things. Later on, half it was not used. And by the time it'll be used, it'll be deteriorated or gone off already. So kiluf peeling was a very much an intrinsic part of the achila. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and Rishonim are masbil. You say the heter of Boira is that derech achila hakatel nishkaset, a pu'ula which is mamish derech achila, which impedes a person's normal behaviour. If you couldn't do Boira in Ganston, it would mean you have a plate with six tips of food on it. You have to eat from the front to the back. You fancy or don't fancy it, you'd have to eat first come, first served. You wouldn't be able to choose anything. You'd have to, and it depends which way around your plate is, that's how you have to eat, whatever. And a boy takes two socks out of a drawer, one's black and one's blue. If they're the first things he meets, he put one back on, one blue on. The woman got to put two earrings on, and that comes first hand, that comes first hand. She couldn't choose, she would have to put, she tells us what the world would look like. The Torah describes Shabbos, Laman Yenuach, Shoich Vachamoyrcha, that Shabbos is a Yoy Menucha. Is does this Chazal, but Ochkotsham, in you that this Kenji sign that Boyle shall be Nessa to the point that it's connected to the Derech HaChaim a person. So Boyle, which is Derech HaChaim, that's considered Tchilas HaShtamshus of it, rather than a tikkun to the item. It slips over from the natural name of the malacha, which is that you bring a sack in it, the chmereda. That's chilas ishtamshus. If it's oichel tichapsoilus, kederach oichlim, the way how you eat or the way how you dress, and it's beyavlo kedi. That's also typical for the way how everything is nearly ready to use, and it's in the suda. Some of the suda said that's it's chilas achila. That's called boide derech achila, derech levisha, derech shimush, derech limud. Whatever it is, that is the suda sata. Kiluf, peeling, is absolute derech achila. Therefore, although the chazal of bin kovea, oichem to chapsoilis, taking and not removal, is the way how a person eats, that's in everything cuts from peeling. When it comes to peeling, peeling is the derech of birur, the birur of derech achila, of peeling, is that when the nemt soilis lechoichel, that's how you peel an orange. And it's every orange, you've got to quarter it and scoop the orange out from the inside. People want to eat the orange, it's like pieces of orange. That's a derech achila, it's when you order people. So it's nikva, emo for animal, that when it's kiluf, it's appealing, it means it surrounds rubik kule of the item, then the removal of that is kiluf, and that's equivalent to taking oichem techa b'soilis. So that's what in Peiris and Yerokas. It's what in cake, you can have cake in a paper casing, you know, you get now the awesome cakes, whatever, and it can be, the natural way would be to cut the outer cardboard down and loosen, free the cake from the cardboard. That's the easier way to extract it. You can do so because you've been coiled the cake from the casing that it's surrounded with. Chicken, you have chicken, you have skin in it, and you might not like the skin of chicken. Many people don't like the skin of chicken. You can take it off. Some of us do that only, but some of us can take it off, because that's kiluf. It's fish, you take the skin of a fish off, some of us do that, that's kiluf. You have a man-made peel, like on a borscht, or on a cucumber, a plastic thing. When it's a peeling action, it's a Kurdish kiluf, in English, it's called peeling. Peeling is, as I say, equivalent to Eichem Tachem Seidus, and that's all right. That's what, right? So that explains why this thing's allowed. Look, Lendam over here, right? It's not mutter. People mistakenly think it's mutter because Eif should be in Acha. Does it make a problem? It's not so. Eif should be in Acha. It's not going to get heter. It's got to be, the heter is derech achila. You have now a situation where it's not derech achila. You can't. It can't. It doesn't suddenly become mutter. But it is ish kem melacha because b'shas al chak the mutter melacha is mutter. As if a bishul not mutter b'shas al chak, you can't put a light on b'shas al chak. It's ish got heter. But it is allowed if it's derech achila. So that. Sayyid Het is not Bali Yashem Inacha. The Bialocha says that, because when you, all these items that need peeling, they are Yashem Inacha, and therefore Derech B'nei Odom is to be kind of them, which are Sachile, in that sense, that is used. Bialocha is the EF should be in Lacha is Goyim, that Kilov has become Derech Achila. Actually, I once asked Rabbi Yashiv about a grapefruit. Grapefruit, it could be that Reipa Oilam, it's hard to know, but it could be that Reipa Oilam scooped the grapefruit out of the peel. I mean, of course, very typical. You cut the grapefruit in half, and there's a special grapefruit knife. You loosen up the grapefruit, and a very high proportion of grapefruits are taken eaten. But Oichem Techab Seidus, maybe somebody now fancies peeling a grapefruit and eating slices of grapefruit, maybe hasn't got the heter to do that. He said, Zechanish Dazoi, he said, Kiruf is mutter. Kiruf, if it's Kiruf, it's nikva emo for alamo, that kilof is mutter. It makes no difference if this particular period, derech lekoil for not lekoil for. If what you're doing is a bolus kilof, kilof is equated with oichem techab seidus. So even if this particular period, you always will take the inner out, but it's a chavis avocado, you always take a scoop up the fruit out of the skin. If somebody wants a skin in avocado, we will skin it. If somebody doesn't want the skin off the exterior of an avocado, it's a derech achila. Kilof is derech achila. When it comes to the Adlib Kaili, Be'emes, exactly the same difficulty arises. Not to use a Kaili which will be Yuchel Lekach. No. So, as I say, to eat with a fork, that's not a Kaili which helps at all. Right? And a spoon, you take a kneadle out of a soup, you could have taken out the hand, you don't want to. It's hot, to quite for certain reasons, but Be'etzem, you start to bid, or who knows, you don't need a spoon. Or when it comes to peeling, not an orange, but an apple and a cucumber and many things where you cut the peel off the peri, like an apple, pear, cucumber, carrot, and all sorts of things. You can't munch without a knife. And that was an enormous mistake. Yeah. How else can the clipper be taken off? I mean, there's no other way of doing it. So it's done with a keli. So why are you allowed to use a knife? I begabli bekeli. The teretz are exactly the same teretz. But kiluf is derech achila. Kiluf is derech achila. And therefore, I feel a bit on chazal. When somebody ate a carrot, you'd be koyd of it. B'shas asuta, you'd be koyd of as much carrots as you want to eat. You wanted two carrots, three carrots, you would be koyd of them with a knife. How to open it? You koyd of it with a knife. A kedem yuchad lekach. That's derech umlets. Doshet neglitau, sifov, boyle sifov, that to use a potato peel is a malachot reise. That doesn't, always kedem yuchad doesn't fall under the head of derech achila. It's got to be a mundane, everyday type of action, not a umlis to kazach. Potato peel is a miyuchad a keli, which its job is only to peel, thus a keli miyuchad a boiler. That's what you can tell us also. Of a knife, is a, you do many a job with a knife. Used to be, you put butter onto a piece of bread, you cut foods in half, you push food onto a fork. And one of the things you do is you kind of with it. A knife is a keli of many a job. So therefore, that's allowed to be used because derech achila b'kach. A knife is derech achila b'kach. So provided it's not a miyuchad keli, it's allowed to be used because that's the same heter. And so it's mevu in Rashbo. Rashbo says, more brings it down in Shin Chapalev, that toichen, cutting things very small, has got the same heter as boiler. You can cut somach l'suda into very small pieces, food, because it's derech achila to go and do so. So you should know more b'sham derashbo. Pick up here and bring God him. You're going to cut things small with a knife. So it's derech achila. That was based on the sword of derech achila. That pshat when you eat, you cut things small. One person brings bigger, smaller pieces, and you use a knife. So it does scoop a shape and Bialok brings it down from the from Godim, and does the derech achila. So that's the Rashba himself is my amish mavur. This in the kuda that the use of a knife when it's a pu'ula, which is typical derech achila, be it toichen, that means to cut things small, or boiler to sort to be koilev, that is derech achila, and that's all right. That's all right. These two Tanoim therefore have this major exception that they're allowed, although normally when it comes to kiruf, you can take and you can use a knife. That's exceptional. It comes to somach l'suda, dos is atnai she'ein l'shum heter. That tnai and wrote, by many it misunderstood this Tanai, how far reaching this Tanai is, the Boyd has got to be in some Chasuda. So Esh and Shaita Rumo begin Rishin Yutes, Sif Aleph, that Boyd of Derech Achil is some Chasuda, you're allowed to be Mevara, Koidim Tchilis Hasuda, all that you'll need in the whole length of the Suda. So let's say the Suda is going to take 2 hours for argument's sake, a big Suda, whatever, and it starts with an hors d'oeuvres, and there's the first course, and there's the second course, and finally there's a dessert at the end, and you need Kaden for the dessert, you need to sort out the dessert from the fridge, or freezer, who knows what. Is Shetra Mo, all that is Nichlal in this session that is ahead of you, you can Mevara, it's all called Soma Chasuda, but Chalosa Vat Sofmi before you start. You don't need to go out into the kitchen and fetch the teaspoons for the dessert just before the dessert. You can have them sorted out from the other kelim and put on the table and everything sorted out even before the Chalosa Suda. The Shet Ramo, Kol Mashit Starech. Shet Ramo. That brings him like a missioner, right? All that you need to serve is a Suda. Whether you eat it, use the beginning of Suda, middle of Suda, end of Suda, that's all right. So as is well known, of course, women prepare everything for the Suda, be it the Kaden that to set the table, and be it the foods which need to be sorted out, whatever needs to be done. All this is done, some of the Suda, and not only for the first portion order. Zelbazach is something you're going to sit and learn, and there's lots of Swarim all mixed up on the table, Mentum Galant, and there's a answer, Tarubas of Swarim, and you need a Gemara, and you need a Ritvo, and you need a Rebuchonon, whatever, a few Swarim. So, you're not going to start with Rebuchonon, you're going to start with the Gemara, of course, but you know, the Sukkah you're going to learn, there's actually a Rebuchonon you want to be, look into when you see the Rishonim. And so these are three Sforim that you know you'll be needing. You can sort these three Sforim out before you sit down and learn, because it's Somach Limud. The session is a session of Limud, and before you start learning, you can, as I be a Suda, before you start dressing, you don't need to fetch out beggar by beggar as you love it. Before you start dressing, you put together all the begotten that you only need. Whatever they have to be fetched from, you bring them together, befam ahebdon, because that's all one session. Being loivish, like oneself, being a loivish child, whatever, this is alles in session, that's alles nichtel in the remor, that the whole session is called, that's all called Somach Suda. However, let's see, if after Shabbos Suda gets on a birthday party for a child, right, and then Sof Suda, before benching, after benching, friends are going to come in, and it gets on a birthday party, Gans and Rosnishan, the man of Macholim, you know, things which are sweets and chocolates and who knows what, and crisps and the other Zachen that children enjoy, popcorn, I don't know, the other Zachen, petit fours, and thus get signed on the table, and this is going to be a birthday party. You've got absolutely no heter whatsoever, koidem Shabbos Suda, to prepare this birthday party. This birthday party is Shkachelik of Shabbos Suda. It's a complete Shabbos Zach. One follows the other. The thing which is one unit, the Suda, Kemen Meichen Zayim, it's Chilas HaSuda Zayim, but I say it's Anas Somach HaSuda. It's Somach the beginning of the Suda, Somach the middle of the Suda, it's considered Somach the end of the Suda. So it's Anas Ein Suda. But it's a party which is going to follow onto Shabbos dinner, the Sanch Kamsham Shaikas. Somebody going to learn, he needs half a dozen Sforim. And he's going to learn Mincha Brus for 3 hours, and after that gets a Mincha. And he, Ed Apomna, give us a Siddha, there's a Tarubis of Sidurim, and Ed Apomna, Rizal Siddha, Chais was Yidid, a particular Siddha between a Gans, Mishmash of different Sidurim, Ed Apomna, a particular Siddha. If he now finds between a Gans, Tarubis of Sforim, of Sidurim, the Siddha he wants, he takes it with his half a dozen Sforim, takes that Siddha, to give him a Chaspoida. But yet, the session now is learning. Learning and davening is Tzvei Pashid Nazachen. Beidus Avedus Hashem. It's Tzvei Pashid Nazachen. Learning is Ein Zachen. The other Torah needed for learning and all parts of learning are Azebi, all parts of a Suda. But Mubam Eilov, things which are an under activity, davening, that's Tzvei Tzachen Ganzen. No, it's for them on the shelf if they've got a name on them and the room is lit up and they've got a breath to them that you see them as soon as you come towards them you can see the sefer that Achreinim Zogon doesn't Shkantarubas. That particular sefer is not disturbed by having Shkantarubas next to it. Right, it was clearly named and rooms illuminated, and it's got a breadth width, so therefore as you come towards it, it just makes it, this particular safe is not disturbed by the fact that there's a Sheikh Shokhan on this side or that side. It always Taruvus is either not properly accessible or not properly discernible. You can't fully, you don't see it clearly immediately. Anything which is fully accessible and clearly discernible, it's not disturbed by things around it. That's not a matter of Taruvus.
People come from Shebrock. You'll come from Shebrock.
Yeah, Shebrock is a part of the Sudha.
Yeah,
but that's how the whole Sudha is a Shebrochus. The whole Sudha is a Shebrochus. They're coming to join the Shebrochus. That's all right. The Shebrochus is the end of the Sudha. But the Sudha is a Shebrochus. If the Shem, if it's one, it's got to be one Shem. If it's a Tzveta Shem, it's got Amdazak, like I say to them, they eat a Pomna Rizal Siddha. He should take a Rizal Siddha out, open it, took a Shem Aleph from them, and he'll use it straight away. That'd be perfectly all right. He take it out, he can Shtamish by Miyad. Right, a thing like a sefer, you can put it to use straight away. You take it, but your main interest is, of course, what we're davening would be in 3 hours' time. But you could take it out now and be mishtamish boy. The halacha says you can even take a fish bone out and suck the fish off the fish bone. Right, to use a sefer and learn something from it, davening from it. So now you use the siddur straight away. But to take the siddur after learning and that's also anything like that where the Tzveta Indian is not a hemshek of the first Indian, although one's going to follow the other, as posh it, does get this around this magnificent that the Ramah brings down as the head of because maskal who didn't can be goyma. And Bechal, people mainen, as if you can't manage a woman, let's say, wants to go to davening, for example. She wants to go to davening, so she wants to have everything set for 1.5 hours before the Suda's Shabbos is to take place, because she wants to go to davening. She therefore does all boira, sorted out, mixed up silverware, set on the table, meaning it's all sorted, it's been washed up and it's all mixed up, sorts it out, and sets the table because she wants to go to davening on the palace. That's a Torah to me, Korah, and the Gansab Honor said, what him? Anybody thinks like that? Because it's stuck in Heter to do Boida when you need to do it. The Heter is Derech Achila, this is Surah Derech Achila. As Zoy Zaytzachoyz Derech Achila, you do something before you need it. Nothing to your private personal life and what you have to do. It's got to be that the Boida leads. It leads into it, moments and minutes, it leads to the Ishtamshus. The fact that you're not available then, doesn't mean it's not because if it wasn't some of the Ishtamshus. If it's 1.5 hours before Ishtamshus, that's posh it, that's an Isagoma, that to go and be Mebarak Kalim to set a table just because she doesn't want to have to get up. A little child wakes up every morning, Shabbos in the free, 6 o'clock in the morning, and creatures like a Kodesh of Rochim. You know, the poor mother doesn't want to have to get up 6 o'clock in the morning, so she knows this little child, if you give him, Chavis has got some toy that he's ready, Dobok 2, a little red fire engine, the Chavis was, he plays with this, then, so if she puts him to bed with it, he won't sleep the whole night. See, she wants him to have it after he's fallen asleep. He needs to have it, so the mother wants to put it into his cot, wherever it should be. But before she retires, she's going to go to bed at 11:30 Mitzvah Shabbos. So she puts it into his cot, and he's going to wake up 6 o'clock on Shabbos morning and find this in his cot. And how did she get it? She took it out of a whole box of all different toys, patches it out, to put it into his cot at 11:30 Mitzvah Shabbos, that when the child wakes up 6 o'clock Shabbos morning, he'll find it. Derisa, nothing short of Derisa. This toy was Mu'urav, where Allah means the toys, and she was Mubarri it, not Somach Lishtamshus fault. Somach Lishtamshus would have been 5:45. We sympathize with the seed that she'd Shabbos were almost to get up at 5:45, 10:06 in the morning, and understand that the Shredikite in it, but that won't make it a het in Melechus Boida. Melechus Boida is Mutter when it's Somach Lishimach. Doesn't she get Somach Lishimach? It's 6 hours, 6 hours before the Tekuf of Somach Lishimach. What's the Yetzer Rabbi say? What's the Yetzer? The Oibishah gave us an Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Mrs. So-and-so should have taken that fire engine out of Erev Shabbos, put it somewhere, not meditate, it was called, put it somewhere, it's not Mu'rib, and later on, 11:30, she can transport it wherever she put it and bring it to the child. That's what Menahed of Shabbos. That's what Menahed of Shabbos. You want children to get a tin to go with his tata davenin, and the mother again doesn't want to have to get up and fetch all the clothes of the child together. Erev Shabbos, put together the child's clothes, and the child will get up on Shabbos morning, and the father can dress him. The father wanted to know which clothes he needs. So she kept everything together. Erev Shabbos, Avdos Hatman, Erev Shabbos. Right? But on Shabbos, to go before she retires and puts the child's clothes together, absolutely, it's a nice mamish. Nish best be on machin the lich was cholila. Yet a yid wouldn't cholila do a bishul. It's exactly the same choymo. It's absolute way to do anything like that. Do say since Thomas. That's a Torah to be kora. And it's a Torah in Hadvonis. Hadvonis. It's terrible. There's no such thing because boyer is heter. Because if tchilas he shtamishes when it's Thomas is suda, it's tchilas he shtamishes. You're being shtamish boy. It's not called a tikkun to the chepetz. It's tchilas he shtamishes to the chepetz. If the pool of floating leads into his tamshus, so it's hours apart, called Boyd Reutzer, doesn't show. All these such examples are Boyd Reutzer and Poshitzer.
What's the definition of Samach Lissuda? What's the definition of
Samach Lissuda
when it's not
Suda?
Something like the fire engine?
Yeah, Samach Lissuda would be to 5 to 6. Oh, a child could wake up 5 to 6, quarter to 6. I mean, you know, to do it a few minutes before the child could possibly be needing it. Right, but anything like 11, 12, 1 in the morning with the child, but the child's going to need it, that's all totally removed from the shamshas of it.
You have the chaznishas half an hour? Huh? Chaznishas is a standard shear of half an hour. Would that apply here?
No, the half an hour is a shredder. It's not you do it, it's not a shredder chaznish. Shredder and silver chaznish. That's what I'm saying. Mishmogarom state and the Mishmogarom example in Kavalev, some chesuta is that it's muchen for when the husband leaves shul. The people left shul within 5 minutes were home, and while he got sight in the shtetl, so the Mogarom says to be mevarit, that will be ready for b'shul, shiyot to be sekneses. And that's an elastic term. The fee what needs to be done to be ready within minutes of when it's going to be needed. That's what's mutter. Right? And yet in Indian, it's like that. It's to be ready more or less, berevach, to be ready at that time. Of course, a woman that needs an hour to set the Shabbos table, and a mentor ball needs to go to the bathroom in the middle, and it might be 10 minutes longer. So, of course, she needs 1.25 hours because human requirements need to be the baby. That's a chedik from the leben. That's a chedik, because that's not going for a walk or going to davening. That's a chedik from the leben. A person needs to have the revach of if we weren't human beings, you could manage in an hour. We are human beings, we need 1.25 hours to be sure for human requirements can also be served. That's derech, that's good for derech ha-chaim. That's all right.
The frost standing from the freezer.
Yes. So a lady wants to set the Shabbos table early on Shabbos morning because she likes to go, as I say, to davening, or go for a walk, or go visiting a place. So she wants to set the Shabbos table, and let's say she's got cutlery all in at her Aruba state, and she wants to nevertheless set it. So we tell her, madam, you can't do it now. It's not Sovach Rasuda, and not Sovach Rashimush. So she cuts Tainus back, but Boida's not only mutter to eat, you can do Boida for playing, you can do Boida for reading, you can do Boida for dressing, for all purposes. I'm doing Boida to set the Shabbos table. I'm not just sorting out the silverware, making a pile of knives, pile of fork, piles of spoons. I'm sorting them out, be it 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, 3 hours, two or three hours before it's going to be needed, and I'm using this silverware straight away to set the Shabbos table. So what's the time? If I can be mevarech my child, somach to his playing, because somach le any shimur is, that's all called derech ha-chaim, derech chila, derech levisha, derech chada. So I'm using the silverware to go and set the Shabbos table. Ishritim shimura, that's a tos. There's no such thing. Boyer has to be somach to shimur, not somach to hachona. A pu'ula which itself is nishta tachlis, it's a hachona for eventual use, it's got to be somach to the shtamshot adobo. But somach to a hachona, every boira is hachona. Every boira, whenever you do a boira, it's always hachona. So if a woman does a boira 10 hours before the thing's going to be used, she's being mechanin now, it's because she sold out, it's muchen. That's not hishtamshus. Being meichin something is not hishtamshus. Hishtamshus, boyer got to be somach to the emissary use. The Shabbos table, it's hishtamshus, first hishtamshus is when the family comes home, when they come in their home to the Shabbos table, that's a hishtamshus. They don't sit down at the Shabbos table, that'd be hishtamshus number two. Hishtamshus number one, when they come to home, to have a set Shabbos table, that's covered Shabbos, as though you'd have on homecoming. And it's therefore actually, even if a girl first one into the morning room and make Kiddush and Esam Zoynes and only use the dining room an hour later, that doesn't matter. Because the dining room needs to be set when the Shrocha comes home davening. That's covered Shabbos. We'll come to Shahim's, a bare Shabbos service, a bare tish. Those are covered Shabbos, a top Shabbos. That's the beginning of Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus can be, it can be a major Hishtamshus, can be a secondary Hishtamshus, but it's got to be Hishtamshus. You know, you've invited Orchim to come. Orchim, you know, Friday they called up, Orchim in town, your friends, you told them to come along 5 o'clock Shabbos afternoon. No. 10 to 5, Mr. So-and-so prepares a fruit bowl and a kweiswurst and prepares a table. The Orchim come at 5 o'clock. No Oilach dives into a fruit bowl the moment he comes in. It doesn't happen like that. They come in, Mishmustahal Bashor, then half an hour, 3 quarters hour, you say, Efshakok, Machamzan, Sabrocha, Mita Bailey, and then eventually you take a paley or two. And not going to eat the whole fruit bowl up. Even they do take a paley, they take one paley, 9/10 of the fruit bowl, or even more proportion, is going to stay over. The terrorist says, that's no problem. She's preparing it for 5 o'clock, that's the kind of stumptious of the fruit bowl, is not only to be eaten, it's to be a chabad orchim with that she prepared for them. She's come upon them, a dining room with cake on the table, fruit on the table. That is Kabbalah's pun, that's a Kabbalah's pun, that's Hishtamshus. Of a Boira, which is not so much to Hishtamshus, Boira, you're not using articles, you're preparing something, you're preparing a Shabbos table that it will be able to serve in 2 hours' time, dos is Nishken Boira. Another example, the case that Mishmur says, let's say a lady after Shabbos dinner wants to make a vegetable salad or a fruit salad for Shor Sudas. No. Making a fruit or vegetable salad involves major boira. First of all, it's selecting these payers from usually a whole taruba of different payers, or these vegetables from a vegetable rack with different types of vegetables. The shena boira. I can talk about this, but it's a boira. Then there's a peeling, right? A boira. Kiluf is muta, but only some kosuta. There's all the kiluf, all that, all the boira. So Shabbos Shoshuda is going to be 8 o'clock now in summer, or 7, 8 o'clock, let's see. And she does this after Shabbos dinner at 2 o'clock in Shabbos afternoon. We say to Mrs. Cohen, how come you can make a fruit salad now? So she says, I'm not just peeling the fruit, I'm making a fruit salad. I'm making a vegetable salad. I'm using the peiros. I'm making a fruit salad with it. She, a bit of a skelent, and she knows that boilers allow it, it's somach or something. So I'm making a fruit salad now. I'm making a vegetable salad now. Why is she absolutely wrong? Because a fruit salad is nishkan hishtamshus. A fruit salad is not the purpose of payrus. The purpose of it is that they're eaten up it in the form of alone or in the fruit salad. The achila and a serving on the table, that's the hishtamshus of it. Making a fruit salad is a hachona for it to be able to serve it up. Shleita mishbura, the oil shaman gave it home, the oil and cooked there, little mishbura, mishbura, the papers are not some labor, shleita mishbura, sheen your test, sip cotton your dalif, just one line, talk to mishbura, that Mechaba says, People prepare a vegetable salad, a betzolim and chaymet, whatever, for Shoros Sudas. They may only make this vegetable salad some of the suda. Because if they make this vegetable salad at 2 o'clock in Shabbos afternoon, then they're doing boida somach to hachone. The creation of the vegetable salad or a fruit salad is not a hishtamshus. If the orange could speak for itself, it wouldn't say, I'm dying to become a fruit salad. I'm dying to be served at the table of the fruit salad. That's a tachlis of a fruit or vegetable. That's only a step to be able to be used and be and the hishtamshus of it is that it's to be served at the table. That is hachone. Boida some hachone. Does bechlal not the getter of auf der Achille. Der Kindersatz ist, der dritte Stammschluss ist, the boy is on the right time. Where this is critically important, apart from fruit, because lots of people do make such things, fruit salad, vegetable salad, I've got no idea. That's absolutely awesome. Make a dish machen on Shabbos. I only saw Chasuda. She can make it even as 2 hours before Chasuda, so if she wants it to become enriched from the acid or whatever, or the sugar. So if the enrichment takes 2 hours, then that's good for the Samach Chasuda. As long as it takes to become Muchen, then there's no Boira Loitza. Boira Loitza, when there's a waiting time, a time gap, that's what's also. You take challahs out of the freezer and it takes 3 hours to defrost on the urn. That is some chasuda for the challahs, because it takes these 3 hours. This is a richtige time inside the challahs. Here's a very, very critically important example. When you finish a suda, let's say 10 people eat a suda Shabbos Salaman, tata, mama, acht kinder, whatever. Every plate, when you finish, has on it knife and fork, and food remains, chicken bones, things are left over. That's not a tarubus. The plate, the single plate, the knife and fork, and a few food remains are so distinctly different to one another that dos hesish can tarubus. The knife and fork being silverware, being big as it is, it's not in a state, it's not mixed. You can't say such a thing is mixed with the food remains on a plate. That's right. That's not a problem to clear plates, although no one needs the cutlery now or the food remains now. Clearing the plate, that's no problem at all, because each individual plate, or what's on the plate, is not murub. And it's not murub with the plate, and the plate's not murub with the table. There's no terubus there. That means neither is what's on the plate murub one thing with the other, nor is what's on the plate murub with the plate, nor is the plate murub with the table. It's all independent, sachem is nishkan estet with terubus. But you fetch everything together, and you put all the contents of all these 10 plates onto one plate as a derech olam, a ganze mound, klei suda, food remains, hakel bakel, one big mishmash. In a moisted, like yeshiva in a seminary, they go around with big bowls, and plate after plate, all everything is just pushed out into this bowl, a massive teruvus of klei suda and food remains. There's no way to say that this cutlery then is not murev with food remains. The gansach, the huge mishmash of the gansach, the amount of klei suda and oichlim and bones and who knows what, which are all murev. And the fact that it sticks out a little bit, the knife and pork, bechi, a fruit bulb, every fruit also sticks out a little bit. That's the gorn you've got, but all mixed together. And every beggar, you can see the beggar, that's what you consider not to be called murev. Murev doesn't mean it's lost in it, it's not camouflage and lost in it. It's murev, it's a state of assortment, a state of mixture. Even that's one pshutim, but a plate with all the food remains on it and a set of rubs. Comes Leir Shabbos, maybe especially in the winter time, Yedaproi, every household, they take all the silverware out of all this rubbish, and then they wash the silverware. Nishka Shum had to do that. Because why are they taking the silverware out? To wash the silverware. And what's the tactics of wash silverware? To be able to use the silverware in next suda, which is 12 hours time. You're doing boida of the silverware from the all the rubbish that's there are in this mound, and you're being mevarit, not somach l'shivut. As Rebbe Mishmura says, if to this lady is mevarit fruits and vegetables to make a fruit salad, dos is boida, because that's not somach l'shtamshus of the item, that's somach l'achona. Washing cutlery is of course achona. That's not the stamps of knife and pork. The tax of a knife is not to be washed. The tax of a knife is to be used. Serve the table to be ready to be used. That's the stamps of a knife. Washing a knife is a preparation that you will be able to set the table with it and be able to use it. It's the chachon of Alma. It's critically important that when you clear a table, kalim go onto one plate, food remains go onto another plate, that the kalim aren't in the state of taruvas with the food remains. You don't have a tarubus, then you can wash it on Friday night. That does it. I haven't got tarubus. But if you make, as everybody unfortunately makes, people aren't aware, memacht a tarubus, then it's mamish, you damish, words you've got to put down for the bialocha later on in Sif Sif what hey bialocha the muscle chayev, you can only see it at home also pan out of the first point that bialocha is much the same, but again that to make a creation, making creations is kanishamshus. Making creations is a honor to be able to use this creation. But the creation itself doesn't shkitachlis for that is a stepping stone to be able to serve it. So all these three examples, the lady sorting out Shabbos kelim so that she can set the table early in Shabbos morning, but nobody but herself is there, and the nachas on the table is for the Nebaias come home to the table. For the lady herself, that's not a shtamshas, although everybody does a nachas ruach, like you sort of things out, and everybody that she can show, anything and everything, there's always that nachas ruach is not called the shtamshas, that's gonish. Now she ain't Nebaias come home to a Shabbos table, that is a cup of Shabbos, but come to him to a Shabbos table, that is so that's but she does it so long before the family comes home. That's by the somach lachona, but not somach to the shimish. And does say the example of making fruit salad, somach lachona, and who in the cutlery canes that say on the plate itself, but this can be ordered, but not motive. No, one little nakuda still, because I already get late to betray them. The chayde could ask, what's with the cutlery itself? Why, even you keep a cutlery apart from the psoilus, why can you wash the cutlery? Why isn't the cutlery ma'urav with the schmutz that's on the cutlery? Every knife and fork and spoon is dirty. It's been used. So it's got like a clip on the outside. It's got rubbish on the outside. And not loose rubbish. Each article needs to be washed and made clean of what's on the surface of it. So why isn't there a problem of boida to do any washing up earlier than Samach Lasuda? Even if we would keep it apart from the other psalms, why is that good for us? However, I'm putting Gemara this mutter and brought down Shacharoruch and Shiv Kafkimul that you could wash kelim on Friday night, fill it with Shabbos morning in Din Achon Meshabbat Zchoyu, Shiv Kafkimul. Hein a fille belev shabbes mutter hat dir der zeidig mocher bis wurde shin khap ad geben und sie kotten khap ob es sie kotten khap sein right es ist morgen shabbes ko khap ob ich will out watch kelim on Friday night. Why can you wash kelim on Friday night? Why is there no Isra Boyer in it? So the answer is, if you launder a shirt that you've been worn for 3 or 4 days and quite badly in need of a laundering, which melacha are you over? Yep. Laban, the melacha of laundering. You're not even melacha Boyer. Yep. Why not? Yep. Because a shirt isn't a taruvus of a shirt and dirt. There's a dirty shirt and there's a clean shirt. There's a shirt which is a clean shirt, and a shirt which is a dirty shirt. A shirt is nishken tarubas of shirt and grease. The relationship of the grease and the article is far too choshrub to say the shirt is mixed with the collars and the cuffs, whatever. It's nishken tarubas. Right? It's taka disturbance of a kentarubas, isn't it? Boira is mevada tarubas. There's a clean knife, there's a dirty knife, there's a clean shirt, there's a dirty shirt. To change a dirty knife to a clean knife, that's Ishkan Boida. It's a dirty knife, a clean knife, it's a dirty knife, it's Ishkan Tarubas. Knife with loose things on a plate, and especially this mound that we're talking about, that is a Tarubas there. A mishmash shen kamayu, a huge mishmash. And the yeshiva, they've got 200 plates all there, all veshraim, all thrown together in a bowl. And look at mishmash godlum is there. That's a mishmash. But you're talking individual item is not clean. That's as if you have beggars which isn't clean. That's not called a Tarubas. A peri is a dove of arai. It hasn't got a nitzki, it hasn't got a permanent hishtamshus like a clay sudder. And in come to peel a peri, that is, or to wash a dirty peri, that is a boiler. That is really considered taruvas. The clip on the outside, the inside food, that's really called the taruvas, and who would leave, right? Because it's not a permanent, a choshva item like a garment or silverware or plates, so cutlery. These are dwarim nitzki, nothing nitzki, but long term proper choshva articles, when they're dirty, it's just a matzib of the item. It's not a tarubas of the item. So that's exceptional. But this is a very, very great mechshul. And as I say, it's just one line in Mishabura here, Shin Yotes, we've got Yudalev, and that's major, majorly important. I want you to be careful. When tide is up, animals, little Shabbos, because they're tabbos, because you want to later on wash things because Shabbos morning. After Shabbos morning, you're not going to wash them. And it's just going to get said, I'm not going to use them anymore. But little Shabbos, when you tidy up, Don't put them together. Put them independently. All the clay suda should be on one surface, on one plate, and all the other things go on another plate. On a mela, you got only clay suda alone. Then that can be done. Even not some clay suda. That can be washed whenever.
The rule 7, you should put the kalim, the food, in one plate, and the cup in a different plate. Isn't each plate itself a